Chapter 3. Opening the Box of Pain. Exploring Sensations, Thoughts, and Emotions. Let's begin. Find a comfortable position. Maybe make some small adjustments to allow the body to be as relaxed as possible right now. If you're in a seated position, feel your feet on the floor. Simply feel the ground under your feet. If you're lying down, feel any pressure of the bed, sofa, or floor against your heels. Feel where your legs are in contact with the chair or the bed. Notice where there is touch and where there is none. Simple. Do the same with your back. Notice if your back is touching a surface, like the back of the chair. Now feel into what your hands are touching. Maybe your legs, maybe the other hand. Now move your attention to where you can feel the breath in the body. Is it mostly at the chest? Or at the belly? Can you feel the expansion and contraction as the breath rises and falls? Follow the rhythm of the breath. And when you notice your attention moving elsewhere, gently bring it back to feeling the breath in this moment. Perhaps silently saying, "Thank you, not now," to the thoughts or the distraction. Now turn your awareness toward the pain. What sense of the pain is there in this moment? Where is it located? Is it in one area or more? And if several, choose the one area that calls your attention the most. You choose the strongest one or not. And as you're holding this pain in awareness, notice what else is there that is related to the pain. Are there any emotions around the pain? How do you feel about the pain in this moment? What kind of thoughts are running through your mind as you pay attention to the pain? Thoughts about the past of this pain, or maybe about the future, later today or tomorrow, or even further out. Now notice which one of the three has the most charge to it in this moment. The physical sensations, the emotions, or the story, the thoughts. For many people, the story is what makes the pain so hard to tolerate. So let's start here. Can you recognize a thought? How does a thought show up for you? Is it something you see, like written words or an image, or that you hear? Where do you become aware of thoughts? In your head? Above the head, somewhere else in your body. Can you allow thoughts or thinking to happen without getting lost in them or in the thought process? Can you be aware of thoughts instead of being the thoughts? So see if you find it useful to make a light mental note of thinking in your mind, saying, for example, thinking, thinking, or future, future, or past, past. Is it possible to notice the beginning, middle, and end of a thought? At what point do you usually become aware of its existence? Is it helpful to firmly but gently say thank you, not now, to the thought? So now allow the thoughts to be in the background, and let's turn the attention to emotions. Are you aware of any emotions in this moment? And if there are several, pick one to work with. If you aren't sure, come along anyway. We can work with a sense of bland or numb as an emotional state too. Do you know what the emotion is? Is it, for example, fear or anger or frustration? Overwhelm, regret. Grief. Sadness. Loneliness. Or another emotion. Where do you feel it? Is it in the body or more in the head? Where exactly is it located? Can you bring awareness to where you experience the emotion the strongest and gently hold it there? Without the need to change it or make it go away. See if you can allow the emotion to move in whichever way it needs to move. If you find it helpful, imagine breathing more space into that place. address the emotion directly. For example, with fear. Fear. This is fear. This is what fear feels like. Or this is what people feel like when they feel fear. Or this is fear. This is a natural response for people in my situation. Allow the words and the message to sink in. And avoid phrases as "I'm anxious" or "I'm an anxious person." Don't make this emotion who you are, but rather describe it as an experience in this moment, which comes and goes, like the weather. And now let the emotions move into the background too, and turn to the actual physical sensations of the pain in this moment. And if there's more than one area of pain, choose the one that feels the most important to work with right now. So, where is the physical pain located right now? What's its size? What other characteristics do you notice? For example, is it dense or hot, cold, searing, stabbing, throbbing, tearing, sharp, edgy, coarse, blunt, anything else? Does it have a color or a shape or a texture? Is it solid or fluctuating? What else do you notice? Can you be curious? So see if imagining breathing space into the pain is helpful for you. Simply infuse the painful area with breath and allow it to move and change as needed. As best as you can, stay open and curious. Or notice the contraction and the resistance. That is often part of the experience, to become aware of just how much we hate this. And to notice how this resentment contributes to the pain. And when you're ready, simply bring the awareness back to the breath and its sensations in the chest or the belly. And if you like, take a few long, deep breaths and release the focus on the pain for now. And when you're ready, open your eyes.